Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans will flip control of the U.S. House of Representatives after 4 years. Republican wins in California and New York Wednesday from the midterm elections helped a party clinch the 218 seats needed for a House majority. Projected Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.
Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government. And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track. It was our commitment to America that we create an economy that is strong, a nation that is safe, a future that is built on freedom, and a government that is accountable. And that's exactly what we'll do.
The number two donor to the Democrat Party, Sam Bankman-Fried, was the man in charge when FTX cryptocurrency failed and filed for bankruptcy, costing the American investors billions of dollars. With the help of celebrities like Tom Brady, his ex-wife, NBA players, and Hollywood, California elitists. Extradition for Bankman-Fried in the Bahamas is being considered. Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren and Sam's father drafted legislation on cryptocurrency regulation in the United States. Representative Democrat Maxine Waters dodged a Fox News question asking Democrats to give back their donations from their money man.
Well, I don't want to get into that. As a matter of fact, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have received donations.
U.S. retail sales rose in October, a sign of an economic heartbeat that leaves the Federal Reserve likely to keep raising interest rates as it tries to reduce inflation. Retail sales rose 1.3% in October compared with September, when it was unchanged. Thursday Night Football tonight on Prime Video, Green Bay will host Tennessee. Temperatures will be freezing and snow is projected. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Cyber attacks at American hospitals is no laughing matter. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
A cyber attack on a major hospital system may impact around 20 million Americans. Common Spirit Health was hit by a cyber attack early last month, and it forced the health company to take certain systems offline. It remains unclear if patient health information was compromised.
The Department of Education is reporting a 1.8-point increase in the performance scores for Louisiana public schools, brings the overall state score up to pre-pandemic levels. The Senate Minority Leader is focused on the runoff senatorial election in Georgia in a few weeks. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast Bureau has more.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he thinks the upcoming Senate runoff in Georgia will give voters another chance to, quote, get it right. On Wednesday, Senator McConnell reiterated his assessment that Republicans underperformed among independents and moderate voters because of too much chaos and negativity leading up to the midterms. But now he sees Georgia's Senate race between Herschel Walker and incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock as a chance at redemption.
All of a sudden, I'm a fan of the runoff. We've got another chance to get it right. And that's job one for us, 50 is better than 49, and we're going to give it everything we've got.
From the Gulf Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's how we roll, and we need you all hands on deck. We've got the majority, really a super majority of Americans all in agreement that we are on the wrong track. And we're coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee. I was here last night for the premiere of the Wingfoot Saga. What a great animation series. It is audience funded, much the same way as The Chosen from Angel Studios. And we were able to be blessed with three preview showings of this animation series going to come out. It's going to be a multiple series, much like The Chosen as well. So anyway, had a great time, saw some old friends, and even ran into the Gettys. Boy, I'll tell you, they have my favorite Christmas album. When I told Kristen, I said, it's forever on my cell phone, you know, that I play, 12 months a year. So, in fact, they're announcing they've got a tour coming up as well. So Keith and Kristen were there, and so many other of our friends as well. So right now, our friend Horace Cooper joins us, the legal analyst and constitutional professor. Hey, Horace, how are you?
Good. It's great to be on the program. I hope you're going to enjoy the program in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh yeah, it's always a lot of fun here with a lot of friends in the area. So came up out of Florida, which is still riding the high from the midterm elections, and we're going to talk about that. But before we do, I don't know if you were as shocked as I was with FBI Director Christopher Wray on Capitol Hill yesterday, again, refusing to answer straight up questions of whether or not there were FBI insurgents involved in January 6th at the alleged insurrection that they want to frame it as.
Well, shocked might not be the right word, but I am astonished that he didn't understand that now that the House is no longer controlled by his sympathizers, people who believe that it would be far more important to highlight the aberrance associated with what ended up happening on January 6th, then what steps were taken to minimize the likelihood of the aberrance that took place on January 6th. And that's where we'll be headed when a new Congress comes in. And he is going to be forced to answer the question about what knowledge did they have and what steps did they take. Our former speaker, I refer to Nancy Pelosi as our former speaker, she's surely under the terms of the Constitution is going to remain speaker until January. She is very likely to become a private citizen. There is some talk that she's going to stay in and lead her party, but that talk is unfounded. There's a lot more understanding that she plans to endorse her own daughter to take the seat that she has. And she's going to be a private citizen. But guess what? private citizens have to respond to subpoenas. And she is going to be forced to answer questions about why the Congress, the House of Representatives, did not take appropriate steps to accept former President Trump's offer of assistance, security assistance, and she is going to have to answer what conversations did she have with those who were making those offers, and also with her, the Capitol Police themselves. There's going to be a real conversation about what role the Capitol Police played. Was there some disarray? Did members of the Capitol Police actually invite people to enter the Capitol? All of this ends up turning around. And that means our FBI director isn't off the hook. He's actually may have made his situation worse by choosing to dissemble at the very point of not realizing it's too late for that. Now is the time where you try to cut your deal. Now is the time where you try to tell the American people what you claim you didn't understand they really wanted to know. When we catch you in the act, well, it's too late.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, you know, we've got a limited amount of time. I mean, 2 years in some cases might seem like a lifetime, but as far as the Beltway is concerned, as you know, when the clock is ticking, it goes by pretty quick. And so the Republicans need to be really focused and honed in on this issue, because not only do they have this, they've got the Hunter Biden laptop, you know, all that scandal to deal with. They've got so many scandals to deal with. It's like, man, you better pick your battles and make sure they're very well targeted so that you can affect something, because the Democrats and the Beltway, the deep state, they know how to run out the clock. And they figure, okay, it's going to be miserable for, you know, you have 2 years, but in actual time that you're there doing investigations, you know, what are you talking about? Maybe half the time, maybe three quarters of the time max, because of all the time off and other things that take them away from the business at hand, Horace?
So, one of the things that the committee process, I worked on Capitol Hill for almost 15 years. I worked on Capitol Hill, and I got to see close in what's possible and what's not. And you're right. It could be a long, hard slog with regard to using the committee process as a way to ascertain information. But you can chew gum and walk at the same time, because you can have subcommittees. Subcommittees can work on some aspects while the full committee work on other aspects. Every single committee has multiple subcommittees, and that would give you an opportunity to have the Energy and Commerce Committee work on issues while a subcommittee work on its broad agenda, while having a subcommittee bring Dr. Fauci up, who likely is also a private citizen, and make him give answers. The same is true with the House Judiciary Committee. There are any number of these issues. You and I have talked about how much money, how much support, how much assistance you and I and the rest of your listeners as taxpayers paid to the rest of the country to for schools and for safety and security and the like, and how much of that money went to prisoners, how much of that money was used fraudulently. Well, the Ways and Means Committee can work on extending the Trump tax cuts while a subcommittee opens up an investigation on, hey, where did this money go? How was it used? I don't know if you remember, but this will be a reprise of what happened in 2010.
Yeah, I do remember, and it was ugly, and get ready, because this is where politics can get real dirty, right?
Well, we'll see, because it can be. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing is that when you talk about the money going to the rest of America, when you really follow the money, you see that most of that money went to private interest. It went to these, the return of political favors.
Absolutely.
Because the Democrats were beholden.
People intended, but lining the pockets of people.
Without a doubt. Well, we're talking with Horace Cooper. Got to go to quick break. Horace, of course, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator right here. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
After the top of the hour, we've got Horace Cooper with us. He is an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, also a former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Real quick, just as a sidebar here, Horace, I thought it was interesting that, you say Nancy Pelosi will not be the leader. And the 218th congressman, were you aware, came from California. Kevin Kiley, who's been a friend of the show, we've been supporting him. And what a rich history this young legislator has had. And here he's been, one of the sole Mohicans almost in California state legislature. And his constituents continue to reelect him. And this time they said, hey, look, there's probably, you've probably done as much as you can do here in California with the odds against you, so we're going to send you to the Beltway and go fight on behalf of the people. So here you are, you have a Californian in Kevin Kiley ousting the Californian Nancy Pelosi as the leader of the House. I don't know, there should be something significant there somewhere. Maybe time will tell.
Well, let me say a couple of quick things about this. One is that a lot of your listeners are looking around and saying, hey, I got the champagne, I've got ready for my friends and family to come over, and suddenly what we saw was a dud. What happened? Well, I want your audience to understand that those people who voted for freedom, who were unhappy with Joe Biden, who were unhappy with the COVID mitigation, and who believed that the country was headed in the wrong direction, outnumbered those people who were satisfied, who were even pleased. In fact, the data does not show that the Dobbs ruling played any significant role. So I want people to remember this fact. More people voted for freedom, almost 5 points. We'll know for sure when the last California vote is counted, because even if those who support big government, those who support the idea that every Fauci dictate is gospel, even if that got 70% of the vote, it still would make it probably 4.5% more Americans voted for freedom than voted against freedom. What it looks like is there are a lot more of the freedom lovers distributed in places outside of the urban parts of this country. A lot like how the Electoral College works. You get the state's entire electoral votes, even if the state doesn't have a million people, and you lose the entire state's electoral votes, even if a state has 30 million people. You could get a lot of votes trying to get that 30 million, 50% of it, but right. You don't get as many votes getting half of the 1 million votes. But you can still win the Electoral College with a combination of those smaller states. And in fact, you don't even have to win the popular vote to win the election. Well, freedom won the popular vote, but freedom may be distributed in such a way that its jurisdictions, take my county, Polk, when I grew up, that particular county was the place of the yellow dog Democrat. A yellow dog could win if it ran as a Democrat. My county this week, 79.9% of my county voted for freedom, voted for liberty. They voted for Republicans. Mm-hmm. And that's not an outlier. The entire east part of the state where the yellow dog reign went heavily in the direction. There are, in fact, a couple of counties that got 83% voting for freedom. Now, the good news is that's a lot of people living together that love freedom. The bad news is, in Connecticut, if some of that 83% had been represented there, you might have picked up a seat, like the Logan seat, where we lost one of the first African Americans in 20 years running as a Republican and supporting freedom. We lost that district only by a couple of points.
Mm-hmm. Well, Horace, you know, I appreciate your perspective on it. This is encouraging because, in a sense, there was a red wave.
Yeah.
It just wasn't demonstrative in as much as that it's showing on the scoreboard. Basically, if things continue in the manner in which they are, what do we do? I mean, because we sound like a bunch of whiners in some case when we say, well, look at these Democratic operatives again took advantage of the laissez-faire attitude of the Republicans. And when I say that, there's probably a lot of Republicans who work their tails off to try to secure the votes in these varying states. But the machinery, the mechanisms that were in place in terms of trying to control the outcome of the vote is still pretty obvious, like in Pennsylvania and, you know, what happened in Nevada. Arizona is still a little, you know, confusing to me. It's a head scratcher here as to what's going on. Because, like you said, I mean, what was on the ballot was freedom or socialism. I mean, more of the socialism than Joe Biden. You know, of course, when he's asked after everything is all said and done, what did he learn, you know, from the election and what's he going to do about it? And his response was nothing. He said nothing. I'm not going to do anything.
Well, I want us to be of good cheer. It would be different if we woke up and found out not only did we not make progress in taking control of Congress, and there are more of those who hate liberty, more of those who hate freedom that showed up on election night. Let me just suggest this. In 2024, when you start looking at Senate races, what you see is they're going to be heavily distributed in the parts of the country where freedom reigns. Mm. In fact, Mr. Joe Manchin is running in a state that was Donald Trump's third highest showing support on election night in 2020. And when I was a kid, that entire state had given itself wholly over to whatever Democrats or whatever those socialists or whatever you want to call the other side. They had given themselves completely and totally over. And today they are the third most conservative voting state in the country. Mm-hmm. Joe Manchin is in serious trouble in a state like that. So
yeah,
we
should
be looking at a significant, not because of any change or persuasion on the part of the American people, but just based on where the seats are. Are they more rural or are they more urban?
Exactly. Well, so we've got a couple of tough years ahead of us, but we have some wind at our back here, if I'm hearing you correctly, Horace, that should be encouraging, you know, for all of us. And there is a price to pay for freedom. And, you know, I thought it was interesting that the Democrats in the last couple of weeks came up with this narrative that this was a fight for democracy. And, you know, of course, we live in a democratic republic, not a democracy, but that's the way they framed it. And the people did not quite understand what they were talking about any more than they really understood their position about the Dobbs decision either, Horace. And, you know, and it's encouraging to hear you say that the Dobbs decision didn't really.
The data does not show that.
Exactly.
What we ended up seeing were if people were inclined to vote for the blue or the Democrats or for liberals, it didn't have much sway over them. And if you look at states that have voted traditionally that way, you continued to see that phenomenon at work. Only a couple of the purple states were we a bit disappointed in how they turned out. But if you go and look at those states, you will see rural votes in those blue states looked good for us.
Yeah.
They're going to look even better in 2024.
Can you imagine the people there in the states? I mean, you know, the rural parts are, you know, they're standing for freedom and they go into the city and they probably don't even recognize their own state just by, you know, changing zip codes.
Well, if we don't change policies in America quick, they're not going to recognize their own state, period, because of the danger and all of the economic turmoil that will head our way if the policies of this president are stopped.
See, this is why we love having Horace Cooper on, because he knows what to bring to the conversation that gives us hope and encourages us. Horace Cooper, former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator. Thank you, Horace. Happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans will flip control of the U.S. House of Representatives after 4 years. Republican wins in California and New York Wednesday from the midterm elections help the party clinch the 218 seats needed. Projected Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government.
The number two donor to the Democrat Party, Sam Bankman-Fried, was the man in charge when FTX cryptocurrency failed and filed bankruptcy, costing the American investor billions of dollars with the help of celebrities like Tom Brady, his ex-wife, NBA players, and Hollywood, California elitists. Extradition for Bankman-Fried in the Bahamas is being considered. Representative Democrat Maxine Waters dodged a Fox News question. Should Democrats give back donations?
Well, I don't want to get into that. As a matter of fact, both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have received donations.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. And we've got Craig Rucker joining us, the president of committee for a constructive tomorrow. Craig, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Pleasure to be on the program.
Well, you just attended the UN conference of the parties, which has devolved, as you say, from being concerned about the science of climate change back in the 90s, the way it started out. And now it's about, you know, as some have said, it's all about the Benjamins, huh?
Pretty much. I'll tell you, Bill, I've been to 24 of these 27 Conference of the Parties meetings. I guess I'm giving away my age there. Dating back to the 1990s. And
actually, we're acknowledging your wisdom after all that investment of time and that many meetings, anything associated with the United Nations. So thank you for taking bullets on behalf of the American people.
Well, thanks, Bill. I was going to say that the transformation I've seen, kind of a metamorphosis, if you would, is in the early years, back in the late 90s, early 2000s, there was some discussion of the science. It never was really open, but that kind of culminated, I would say, in like 2006 when Al Gore came out with his movie, An Inconvenient Truth, and they just shut down any discussion of it. Their next move was really to try to get some sort of binding treaty. They tried initially with the Kyoto Treaty, metamorphosed into the Paris Accords, which came in about 2015, and that's something that the U.S. Signed on board, then unsigned, and then signed back on board with the latest administration. And now, having achieved those aims, I think it's they've really set their sights now on just trying to cash in on climate alarm hype. And what you see at this particular conference are two things. You have the developed countries, really kind of, I think, President Biden gave kind of a hand on this one because he came just giving out a lot of money and to wide world acclaim, talking about all the millions of dollars he's going to give in adaptation for climate change, got good press for that. And meanwhile, you got the developing nations, which are basically there with their hands out, getting all these different types of monies that are being promised by the developed world, and also businesses. The Green Zone in that particular conference, the Green Zone used to be a section of the conference which was reserved for activist groups, has now been taken over by corporate interests. And you'll see Microsoft and Siemens and all these big companies there showing their wares, trying to get government monies for carbon sequestration, adaptation, and the like. And really, I don't generally agree with Greta Thunberg, but I think she was correct in this one. These climate conferences are really just kind of a scam at this point.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine? You've got Greta Thunberg, who is, you know, she's, you know, how do I want to phrase this? I mean, she's a convicted ideologue, you know, that just is not about to, you know, go along with this. So, you know, I give her credit for that. You know, she may be ideologically wrong, but she's ideologically fixed.
No question. And in fact, they may be replacing her. They got a new lady, I think, who came up there called Sophia. It's about all age. She's kind of parroting the line. Young, attractive lady that they did showcase because Greta wouldn't come there. So in general, you saw a little bit of a change in this particular one, turning to the money issue. This issue of loss and damage, for example, I don't know how familiar you are with that, or maybe the audience has heard it for the first time, but that came up now. And what basically they're recommending at this conference is some sort of compensation to developing countries for the weather that they're experiencing, which they attribute all to man's activities. So, for example, if the Philippines gets hit with some type, some hurricane that maybe is a Category 3 or 4, they opine that maybe that hurricane would have only been a Category 1 or 2 if it wasn't for the people in your audience listening right now that were driving SUVs and making it bigger. So we owe part of their damages.
Yeah, you knew that was going to be coming. So, you know, this is unbelievable what they're doing. But, you know, you hear when you have the likes of Al Gore and Joe Biden and others here in our country, leaders in our country who are selling out our assets and not even, you know, staying to the science. I mean, where is the science, Craig, that is telling us that there's some relationship between that theory?
Well, I think the science has been collapsing for years, but it's just not allowed to give voice. You know, and basically the media is hyping every severe weather event, so it's somehow compatible with the theories when they're not. The climate models have proven abysmal at predicting temperatures. There's been all sorts of predictions made through the years at where the temperature range should be at this time, and it's nowhere near that. You have very crazy predictions that New York City should be underwater by the year 2000. The world will end in 18 months. All of them have come and passed. None of them have happened. And then you see the media, for example, hyping things like Hurricane Ian, saying, you know, we've never seen anything like that. But when you look at the data, you know, it's one of 10 hurricanes that have hit us since the early 1900s that are event. And it's actually the fifth most aggressive storm, with the first one being back in the early 1900s. So on item after item, the science isn't bolstering this idea that we're headed towards some sort of man-made global warming apocalypse.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's many in our audience, Craig, that believe in Scripture. And we read that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. It wasn't the Democrats or Republicans, Joe Biden or Al Gore. It doesn't suggest anything that says that they would be the arbiters, they would be the caretakers of the environment, that everything, you know, that they had established when they created the heavens and the earth would take care of itself. It's all under control. There's no such thing. I mean, people of faith believe that God Almighty himself, this is his creation, this is his design. He is the caretaker. We're asked to be stewards. But, you know, that has its proper lane and responsibilities. And what these climate alarmists have done is basically they subordinated God, the real creator of the heavens and the earth, to their own political interests and personal gain. Does that make sense?
It does. And I would actually, as an evangelical, born-again believer myself, I found curious what was going on at COP27. There were a lot of injection of religion and faith items there, but it wasn't from your traditional Judeo-Christian perspective. For example, there was an event that took place there concerning the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, the Elijah Interfaith Institute, and the Peace Department. Came together and actually went to Mount Sinai. Now, Mount Sinai was not far from Sharm el-Sheikh, and that's probably why they staged this. They broke what they said were Ten Commandments. I don't know if it was the Ten Commandments, but it was on tablets of stone to dramatize what Moses did a long time ago on Mount Sinai, and issued a new set of Ten Commandments dealing with stewardship of the world, that creation manifests divinity, that everything in life is interconnected, very much a pantheistic type viewpoint that they held out there. And that's not all. I mean, when I was going to some of the programs that they were featuring at the summit, you would have times when you would start with meditation. And one of the ladies said, we put this on CPAC.org, said things like, everything around me is absorbing peace, including the sky, the oceans, the people, the wildlife. Everything is radiating peace. And then you'd be quiet, and they'd want you to reflect on that. Or a young lady from Pakistan who actually said that the earth is a living being, and the way you can connect to her and to your ancestors, the way you can connect to your responsibilities, the way you can connect to her is to listen to her, because she speaks, and she will tell you how to protect her. So there was a lot of that, and even people from the, you know, Christian faith, you know, and all the others. You had a Buddhist person that spoke on this stuff. It seems like they're touting kind of an earth-centered spirituality at this conference.
Yeah, it seems so that they would, again, this is all about replacing God. If they understood what Moses did when he threw down the first imprint of the Ten Commandments, is because the people down below the mountain had abandoned God. That's why he broke the Ten Commandments. And it wasn't that God gave him new commandments. He recreated the same Ten Commandments one more time. There wasn't room to say, okay, well, look it, I've got a better idea. Here's 10 different commandments. I mean, this is absurd. We got to go to a quick break.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This report is sponsored by Janssen Pharmaceuticals, incorporated under CP308462V1. The average out-of-pocket prescription cost for insured patients has risen in the U.S. in recent years, despite overall drug prices remaining stable or even declining. One reason patient out-of-pocket spending has grown is a change in how health insurance is designed and how pharmacy benefits are managed. When a patient reaches their maximum amount for medication coverage on their insurance plan, they may hit a coverage gap, causing out-of-pocket prescription costs to suddenly increase.
Patients on blood thinner medication shouldn't have to worry about missing doses because of an insurance coverage gap. There is a potential option available to help keep their blood thinner treatment plan on track. Dr. Daniel Slott is a senior vice president at the American Pharmacists Association.
Insurance plans can be complex and confusing, but patients shouldn't have to compromise their health because they can't afford their medications. Your pharmacist can help you find programs designed to help you afford your medications.
To learn more about coverage gaps, visit feelingwhen.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Craig Rucker. He's the president of the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. He's reporting on what happened at COP27. As we were talking off air, I was telling Craig it's so important for him to be able to come back and report to us, we the people, and those who are God followers, you know, what is going on? Because we know from our readings what to anticipate. Craig, people, look at what's happening around the world, with the conflict in Ukraine, our economy here in this country, leadership that is a big compromise and not consistent with godly principles, certainly not consistent with the principles, first principles that the founding fathers, the pilgrims before them had in mind. And people go, and they ask me, they go, Bill, is God judging us? And I said, well, that's a good question. And I think it's provocative that you would ask that question. And, because the fact that, you ask that question tells me that you've given it thought and you're looking at these signs, and God gives us these signs and this information so that we would not, enter into these different chapters of our world experience unprepared, right?
Absolutely. And, I kind of, as I said, I'm an evangelical Christian, too. I just kind of feel I have a duty that I guess it's also my military background. When God says, my only response needs to be how high?
Exactly.
Do I have permission to land? I feel that, he has us here, all of us in your audience included, for a certain time and certain place to be faithful and let him worry about the grand geopolitical things that are going on, because as his word declares, these are all in his hands, and he's the one sovereign over all these things. In the meantime, I am concerned about how our side is being duped by some of this, a lot of it out of fear. Also prevalent at this COP27 meeting, for example, wasn't just the Al Gores and the far left, the John Kerry's and President Biden who went there. There was also a handful of Republicans that went. People like Marionette Miller-Meeks, Dan Crenshaw, Representative Garrett Graves, and John Curtis, they've started something called the Conservative Climate Caucus. Now, I'm familiar with these folks because a lot of why they're doing this is fear that the next generation has already bought into this and they're well misinformed. And so the response to this is to placate that and say, okay, we're not going to be able to re-educate them. Let's just go with it and show that we care, but let's use free market solutions or kind of become a Green New Deal light, if you would. Mm-hmm. And from my perspective, that's dangerous. First off, it's something that ought not be we got to deal in the truth. We got to show that what they're saying is not come to pass, that it's false. We don't kind of go to these conferences, which are a confab of the far left, and try and get in good with them, because no matter what you do, you're never going to be accepted by them. And they're never going to come over to your side. So I just find this to be a exercise in futility and would caution those who are panicked about this just to stay the course. We've seen that in the past with the abortion issue back in the late 70s. I'm old enough to remember that. The gun issue, all these things. We were told we were going to hemorrhage young people, and then a gentleman named Ronald Reagan came forward, and we wound up prevailing on all these issues. We didn't give in to that fear. So I think this is one of those times, especially with a disappointing election, that we have to hold the sound science, you know, free markets, just those principles, and weather this this storm here.
Well, you're exactly right, Craig. My prayer has been that God would, you know, raise up a man with vision, a man, woman, you know, a voice with vision, because that's what we're lacking right now. As the Bible says, the people without vision cast off restraint. This is why we have such chaos going on. You know, people like Dan Crenshaw, disappointingly, you know, surrendering, putting up the white flag of surrender on this particular issue, you know, just to go along, to get along. And as you said, they won't be accepted. And, you know, in this particular element, they got a plan, you know, whether it's academia or any other interest that they're following, they have a way of canceling you and compelling you to go along. If you don't, you're not going to get research dollars. If it's in the world of academia, you're not going to be promoted. You know, and Republicans are fooling themselves when they abandon core principles like this. And unfortunately, they end up adulterating, you know, their own party in the process, because, you know, why are you doing this? You're doing this out of, you know, kind of a man-made idea of strategy, not something based on, as you said, the truth of God that you can stand on, because all you're going to do, you're going to end up getting to the end of yourself, you know, with this kind of concept. You'll be able to raise money. You'll capture some government dollars and that sort of thing, but you're selling yourself out in the process, aren't you?
Absolutely, and it is distressing, and I think it's fairly transparent. You know, one of the things I always find interesting at these meetings is just, you know, for example, 400, reportedly, 400 private jets being flown to this. They're advocating in these things for us to eat bugs and quit eating red meat. Well, of course, they did. It's already been, they've been catered, and the way they catered the UN conference was with Angus beef and certain types of fish and fine refinements at $196 a plate. When I wandered around there, we took plenty of pictures. These places were well air conditioned, and they also left the doors wide open at the different conferences. And of course, they're holding this in a country that gets 90% of its electricity from fossil fuels. So there's all sorts of hypocrisy that's abounding. If these people truly believe the planet was dying, they would hold China and India accountable and everybody else. But to me, it's a game. It's a ruse. They're scaring the public. And it's ultimately for what one of our staffers just wrote a book on it, for something called a Great Reset. They want to reset capitalism. They want to be able to, just like in the COVID lockdowns, have us all confined in our own little bubble where the government sets your thermostat. The government rations how much air travel you have, how much gasoline you can use. It's a very frightening future that they have in plan for us. And they're fairly open at COP27 and at you know, the World Economic Forum and other places.
Yeah. Klaus Schwab is quite a threatening figure.
And this is what happens when you have so much money. And I was talking with somebody else last night. I go, thank God that he doesn't have the charm of a Barack Obama or a Bill Clinton back in the old days, or even Adolf Hitler. This guy could be incredibly dangerous. Right now, he's utilizing, you know, his influence and his power and control with money to, you know, get a lot of attention, you know, with these international, I mean, self-appointed oligarchs. You know, the, like you said, they're the privileged elite that are out there. You know, they're the ones that are eating meat while we're eating bugs. And but, you know, they're not going to have to worry about electricity because they've got plenty of money. And so they'll be able to manage no matter what. They can buy electric cars. But for the rest of us, you know, we're hard pressed to stop on a dime and give up our, you know, our combustible engines for electric vehicles that here in the United States, we don't even have the infrastructure or the wherewithal. We can't even, deliver 10% of electric vehicles to the American people. But Joe Biden wants everybody going electric just because he said so.
Amen. No, I agree with you. And, interestingly, I don't even think their policies are environmental. As Christians, we should be good stewards of the planet. But these things that are being advocated at like COP27 and the Biden administration, they're terrible. You got large swaths of land and habitat being chewed up by wind turbines, solar panels. Right now, our company, CFACT, is actually suing to stop off the coast of Virginia a huge, massive solar wind farm. Because they placed it right in the habitat of the right whale, which there's only 300 species left, and they're not doing proper environmental impact statements. It's all out of panic to save the Earth from this fictional monster of apocalyptic global warming. So they are, in fact, not even really stewarding the planet correctly.
No, not at all. But because it's about power and control. You know, they got their agenda. They're running with it and not even thinking about it until after the fact. And people bring this to their attention. And it's like they ignore it. They don't even offer any kind of response or say, oh, wow, you know, we made a mistake. You know, bad intel. We are retrofitting. We're making some adjustments here. No, it's just they just keep on going forward with this. And so they shove it down your throat. And you can't debate the issue because, as we know, they've trained us very well that they don't accept criticism.
No, they don't. And in addition to that, I'd say that a lot of people may be confused as to why I bring in things like COVID and the Great Reset and that earlier. Mm. But in my opinion, what you are seeing at the COP27 is a lot of people lauding the last lockdowns from COVID,
yes,
saying that that was good for Mother Earth. And that having, you know, reduced economic output, people staying home, businesses not functioning, people not driving, all these things they think are healing Mother Earth. And as a result of that, they want to see that continue. And there's high-level discussions. Again, I strongly recommend you get Mark Morano's book, The Great Reset, where he
sets
all
exactly.
this out.
Excellent. Right.
And, it's all
so let me ask you, Craig, they make that statement that it's good for Mother Earth. What's the empirical evidence that demonstrates that here's Mother Earth 2.5 years ago, here's Mother Earth 2 years later after COVID, and we see these benchmarks and these discernible improvements to Mother Earth by their definition?
Well, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. Don't look under the curtain. You know, because there is no empirical evidence. In fact, carbon dioxide emissions did not decline during this particular thing, at least precipitously, in any way, shape, or form. That's because a lot of carbon dioxide, in fact, the vast bulk of it, is naturally produced. Not by man, but just is out there anyway. So there is no empirical evidence. It's more of an ideology or what we touched upon earlier, almost a religious faith.
But without a doubt. Got to leave it there. Craig Recker, president of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Thank you, Craig.
Most Americans,
thank you,
you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to...